Any update on Derek's condition at this point?
Yeah, he had a bruised hand, and I think we think he's going to be okay.
About Nate Allen?
He's got a knee, and you know, we feel like he may have a chance to return.
A chance to return at some point this season, this week?
Yes.
Is he undergoing further examination on that knee to determine if there's a ligament tear or something like that?
I don't believe he's undergoing anything else.
Okay. Did he have an MRI this morning?
Yeah.
And Charles, how's it with his dad?
Charles, I haven't heard back from his. He is having an MRI.
I guess the other one is Jelly Ellis. How's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing okay.
He's probably the best of the four, you think, or would you say that?
I mean, you know, they're all got banged up pretty good, and we'll see how they respond. You know, at this point, I'd just say that, you know, he left the game with an ankle.
With Carr, is it a relief that it's just a bruise and not anything more serious?
Correct.
Are you concerned it could have been?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, quarterback can't return. That's not a good thing. So he was up here in the office this morning showing me how he could squeeze the ball and all that. So it was good news. I think, you know, we're all relieved.
So at this point, obviously no plans to go try to bring in another quarterback.
That's correct.
Yesterday you didn't see the Pac-Man Jones Cooper thing. I'm sure you've seen it by now. What was your reaction? What do you think? Was it too much? Was it over the line?
Yeah, it was clearly way over the line. I understand now why our offensive lineman went down there and took issue with it. I respect that. I really don't understand how that was missed. And, you know, we'll certainly report that and inquire as to how something like that could be missed. There seemed to be enough eyes on the situation. It was right there at the end of the play and clearly a part of, you know, the end of the play. Coop just did a great job blocking. I think the guy got frustrated because Coop did a great job blocking downfield. And so unfortunate, you know, to see that kind of thing go on in our game. And you know, hopefully the right thing is done there.
No ill effects for Cooper on that? He's okay?
No, he's fine. I mean, you heard his response. I mean, he's kind of like, hey, you know, it's football. I mean, so I don't think he's, you know, worried about any of that. He was just doing his job blocking.
I think it's already been said that he's not going to be suspended, maybe a fine. Are you surprised?
I haven't heard what that's, you know, what it's going to be. You know, all I know is, you know, we note the fact that it wasn't appropriate, and the people that make those decisions can handle that and let them worry about it.
Derek was in the heat of the moment trying to get that first down, but in hindsight, would you like to see him slide there? You know, he's trying to make an aggressive play, but he's putting his throwing hand in a bad spot.
Yeah, you know, using his throwing hand to become a straight arm tool would probably not ask him to repeat that.
What did you say from Amari Cooper in his NFL debut? What did you think of his performance?
I thought it was okay. You know, I think he's going to be a really good player for us. And, you know, I feel like he did some good things. I think we missed him on a couple other opportunities. And, you know, he's going to be a good player.
How do you reset the mechanism going forward and getting ready for this week with Baltimore after yesterday's game?
Well, they're doing the same thing. You know, they're resetting. I think they're down there in San Jose resetting. You know, neither one of us won our opener, so you move on to the next game. And, you know, bottom line is, you know, we expected to do better. And whether you do better or not, you know, this is a day you kind of acknowledge what went wrong or acknowledge what went right. You know, you make your corrections, you learn from the experience that you had, and then you go forward. And that's what you have to do in this league. And this league is about next, you know, the next play, the next series, the next game, and that's where our focus will go. You know, we'll finish this up with you. We'll meet with our players in the morning and put the game behind us and move on to next.
Thank you.
Did you find any bright spots reviewing the game at all?
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of bright spots. I don't really care to share bright spots right now. I think, you know, we'll just deal with what we need to deal with here, you know, and put it to rest.
What do you like about the players being off today and coming into Tuesday? A lot of teams seem to do it the other way. The Monday players and Tuesday off. What do you like about this schedule?
Actually, more teams are starting to do it this way. You know, for us, it gives us an opportunity to take some of the raw emotion out of the game. We will be able to begin preparation on the next opponent, along with put the previous game behind us, all in one tomorrow, and just help the transition a little bit, and you know get a few more reps early in the week and take a few less reps later in the week.
Do you guys need to look for safety help with Nate being uncertain and Charles being looked at?
Yeah, I think there's a possibility we will, but I'll leave that up to Reggie.
I didn't watch the film. Was Mac doubled a lot? It seemed like he was doubled some plays. I'm not sure how many times that happened. And if so, how do you counteract that, I guess?
Yeah, a little bit. I think you know they didn't really have to hold the ball very long. We didn't make them reload very often. You know, good pass defense is a combination of rush and coverage, and just wasn't what we're looking to have yesterday.
When you have the leverage issues you talked about yesterday, is that guys trying to do too much? Why does that happen?
Yeah, in some cases it is. Guys trying to do too much. Some cases it's just not, you know, not doing what you've got to get done there, you know, and allowing, getting too thick on a block and allowing the guy to hold you a little bit. And, you know, they're not going to call those. So, I mean, you can't sit waiting on a hold. You got to make sure you get things turned back, and we'll work hard at that. There are very clear examples. Guys will see it. It'll be very obvious. We expect to get that corrected.
Looking at the film, were you able to determine why the tight end was so open? You talked about murder three. What were the coverage breakdowns of that? What did you say?
Well, just didn't handle our business properly there. You know, different factors. You know, whether he could have been jammed or rerouted at the point. You know, whether we were overlapping or not, whether we were squeezing properly, whatever it was. I mean, it just broke down a couple different ways. But, you know, the guy's a good player. He had a nice day. And certainly, you know, we'll see, you know, clear evidence of us not really being sound, you know, doing the things that we expect to do to have a good defense.
What did you think of Ray Armstrong's performance?
In what way?
I mean, just in terms of his, you know, like taking proper angles and tackling and coverage, just in his.
Yeah.
He was assignment sound, I guess?
For the most part, I think he was. I don't have mental error numbers in front of me. I do have. I brought play total, or how many snaps they got. I don't remember that being a mental error issue. I think he did have a leverage issue. On at least two that I can remember in the game, and you know we'll expect them to be better on that.
What did you see from Alden Smith? Signed him on Friday, and he jumps right in and plays on Sunday.
Yeah, he played. I think he played 28, 29 snaps, and you can see he's got obvious talent, and you know clearly when the quarterback is not going to be able to throw the ball as early as he was able to this week, that I think the guy like Alden will show up.
You guys all set?
Is the plan to integrate him more into the base defense as time goes along, or is he going to be primarily a nickel sub-package pass rusher?
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. You know, we're working on that as a defense.
I'm sorry, I came in a little late. His highlight about Derek Carr's injury, I see that tape.
Okay, yeah, just got good news that it was basically a bruise and you know nothing serious. So I kind of said that he came in my office this morning and showed me, hey, look, coach, I can hold the ball. So he was feeling good about it, feeling a lot better with the swelling having gone down quite a bit.